Hi, everybody. Esther here. I am the head of communications at Startup Uganda, and I am your host for the Kampala Innovation Week podcast. We're very excited to bring you Kampala Innovation Week 2020. This year, we are going virtual, and we are really excited to bring you what we think is probably the most innovative Kampala Innovation Week to date. With me in studio today, we have Ronald Rachigumba from UNCDF, one of our partners.
Hello, Esther.
Yes, and we also have Ricky Rapper-Thompson from Safe Border.
Hello, listeners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being in studio with us today. We are appreciative. So without further ado, really, we'll just get right into it. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what your organizations do and the ways in which you're contributing or benefiting startups in this ecosystem.
Thank you very much, Esther. I'm also happy to be here with Ricky from Safe Border. So my name is Ronald Rakigumba, and I'm the Inclusive Digital Financial Services Consultant at UNCDF. UNCDF stands for the United Nations Capital Development Fund, and UNCDF exists to unlock opportunities for the 47 least developed countries, aiming to foster the Sustainable Development Goals, using local finance, public and private financial instruments. We're excited to be part of the Kampala Innovation Week, and we look forward to the first virtual Innovation Week. Thank you.
Thank you, Ronald. Yes, please, Ricky.
Thank you so much. To the listeners, my name is Ricky Rapper-Thompson, co-founder and director of Safe Border. Safe Border is basically a ride-hailing company or a group of entrepreneurs working together to improve the lives of the people in the different industries. Talk about the border industry. Plus, it also cuts across into the markets, food services, and any other thing that makes lives of the people better. Basically, at Safe Border, we were founded on a foundation of safety, making sure that the lives of the people who are in the border industry are improved, and also giving a better experience to the customers who actually use the services. Of course, we started very, very small, and I think a lot has actually changed. Originally, people know us for being a community of borders that were working together, but of course, a lot has changed today. You know, on our platform, there's Ride, there's Send. You can now even purchase airtime. You can now purchase fresh food. I'm so happy to be here with as well, Ronald from UNCDF. You know what that means to be closer to your sponsor. So I'm happy to be here on the Kampala Innovation Week podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. We're very excited to also have you as partners and here in the studio. So maybe just to get a little bit more specific, if I was a startup and I was being introduced to your organizations, are there like three particular things that you could say, yes, these are the ways in which we can help you as a startup? Yeah.
Yeah, thanks again. And so I could think of three layers of opportunities awaiting participants in the Kampala Innovation Week. So for me, the biggest I see is the inspiration that comes from seeing the journey the startups that are supporting the Kampala Innovation Week have made from ideation to where they are now. So a lot of the startups right now who are leading innovation solutions in Uganda were once ideas and not too far back. So seeing them grow and be the enterprises they are in itself is going to be an inspiration, and a lot of insights on the growth that they can have. And the growth potential is actually even higher, and they are still on the growth curve. The second layer I see is the opportunity for organizations like UNCDF to expose startups to firms that we work very closely with. So a lot of the challenges that need to be fixed in all the sectors, say agriculture, health, education, UNCDF has partners that are working closely in rural areas to unlock these challenges. So this is an opportunity to question and test, because not all the startups have the chance to go rural and conduct very thorough product testing. So this is a chance to actually ask those whose feet have already settled into these communities and say, does it work? What do I need to tweak? And I guess the third layer is really the opportunity to now partner and say, I have this solution, but it's missing this component. And we know that a key part of the Sustainable Development Goals, which is 17, SDG 17, relies on partnerships. Mm. And no one can be the Amazon of Uganda, whereby you have everything covered and you actually... still need those partnerships synergies to complement. So I believe that that's a great thing to look out for. Mm, thanks.
Thank you. Yes, yes, Ricky. What can startups benefit from Safe Border?
There are two things now. I really look at Safe Border as a learning opportunity for any other person. I think most people really start very, very small and they have to grow. And one thing that actually happens is that whenever we start to travel the journey, you need to make sure you can learn from people who've really been part of the journey. And Safe Border could be an opportunity, a platform that people could use to learn, an organization that you can learn from the different mistakes that they have made and the different good things that they have also done. Mm-hmm. Also, at Safe Border, of course, it's very interesting how we work with the different entrepreneurs in the different sectors. So there could be a number of challenges that people have already identified even before, maybe because a lot of people in Kampala, a lot of these young entrepreneurs and innovators use our platform.
Yeah.
And they could already have identified a number of challenges that Safe Border could be going through or a number of other issues that Safe Border should be able to fix. And maybe that could be a good opportunity for us to see how to work together, how to fix that. And maybe they could create opportunities to themselves by actually highlighting some of those issues together when we get an opportunity to meet. Also, when young people participate in an event like Kampala Innovation Week, it's an eye-opening opportunity.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people really think that, okay, a lot of people are really wondering, can I really make it? But it's also good to meet and mingle with people who have actually been there in your shoes at the idea stage, and they've been able to travel through the journey.
Yeah.
The second thing also, which is very important, is that you have sponsors, people who are able, maybe a lot of other sponsors who were also interested in creative and different innovations. And as you may be aware that UNCDF supports innovation, and maybe it's a good opportunity for them to come and say, okay, maybe I was thinking this way, maybe I could twist this way.
Yeah.
Or UNCDF could be like, look, I think this is what we're looking for, and we're looking for the right person to work with, and we have found this person at Kampala Innovation Week.
Yes, yes.
And as Ronald also mentioned, I think it's very important to look at partnership as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think no one can work alone, no man is an island.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity for all of us to get out there, network, learn, and actually realize that a lot is happening that we are not aware of. And also like the ecosystem of startup, because when you're just alone in your small room, you really don't actually know how much is happening out there. But Kampala Innovation Week is a one-stop platform that brings you everything. It brings you everyone across the country, you know, people in Kampala, people in Barra, people in Jinja, people in Gulu. They will all be part of the event. So you really get to realize a lot is going on. So maybe you need to pull up your socks and be able to move forward. So
yeah.
I think it's an opportunity that no one would want to miss, except the person who wants to fail.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
and actually, is profound. Yes. Actually, Ricky just reminded me that one of the things that is going to be excellent about the partnership is that people are working on different solutions. Mm-hmm. So you find within the Startup Uganda, the different innovation hubs have a lot of good solutions that are being developed. But then you also have development partners like UNCDF who have been listening to the communities where we work, and the communities have been telling us about certain challenges.
Yeah.
Then you have businesses like Safe Border who, in the course of operating, they're also discovering new gaps, new niches.
Yes.
So that's a chance to test whether the solutions being piloted, thought about, match the challenges companies like Safe Border face, or the challenges the communities have been telling development partners.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think that really amps up our excitement for the Kampala Innovation Week now, so that's great. Let's talk a little bit about the project that both UNCDF and Safe Border you've sort of partnered on. So earlier this year, given the impact of COVID-19, you both partnered in a project that is to do with last mile distribution and assisting market vendors. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that and the ways in which you've actually been helping startups and things benefit from that network.
Yeah, I think the full credit to the innovator, Safe Border.
Yes,
so
yes,
maybe Safe Border can, because Safe Border identified the challenge, and UNCDF as a development partner was very happy to walk the journey with Safe Border.
Yes.
So maybe Ricky, you could share some of the inspiration that came from "We must do something." This was March, April, when lockdown was kicking in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was very clear that we were, as a startup, we were in a very difficult situation. Mm-hmm. With a network of close to 20,000 drivers, getting into a lockdown where you're sure that work is definitely going to reduce, you really have to be creative. This credit is not only for us. I think it's for all of us because we work together as a team.
Yeah.
If it wasn't because of UNCDF team, people like Ronald and the team, we wouldn't have actually, this partnership wouldn't have been possible.
Mm.
It was also at a situation where you had a lot of desperate drivers. And as I tell you, like riders dropped from like, let me say from like making 10, 15 trips to like coming to making 3 trips a day. But also away from that, it was a situation, it was a time where every organization needed to be creative to help in the fight against COVID-19. That people were quarantined in their houses. Literally, borders were not allowed to carry people, but they were being allowed to carry luggages. But then the markets were left open and stuff like this. So we decided and asked ourselves, based on also the feedback that we received, that how can we still continue serving the people of Kampala? And how can we also help government in the fight against COVID-19? Because it's very clear that people are in their houses, they are not moving. So how will food get to them in their houses? That's actually a very interesting question to ask. Mm-hmm. Cars are actually not allowed to move on the street. If you don't have a sticker, you actually cannot drive.
Yeah.
So the few who have stickers are very few, and they cannot actually serve the entire Kampala. So this is, the genesis actually came from KCCA, where they were challenging the digital companies and saying, can you guys do something to fix the market? Is there something that you guys can do? Can you build a platform? Can you work with these vendors? And then because of that, we are like, no, I think we need to figure out something. And
yeah.
It's been one of those successful stories that we've built. I think we'll never look back. We'll never regret. A lot has actually changed. A lot of those market vendors now know how to use smartphones. Just like when we entered the border industry, smartphone penetration was at 10%.
Yeah.
I'm actually sure that even in the market vendor industry, it's still very, very low. Should be actually less than 10%. But we're in a situation where now you could, a vendor can accept orders directly through the platform and accept cashless payment, which was very, very critical at the time, even up to today. Because cash transaction is actually a very good agent of COVID, of moving COVID-19.
Yeah.
And all these were made in the best interest, one, of be able to provide work opportunities for our people, but also to be able to help the government in the fight against COVID-19, but also, as an organization, remain creative.
Yeah,
because,
and relevant.
Because most of us as innovators, I'm sorry, but I think a lot of people are very opportunists. Like time is also very, very critical. That when something comes up and you don't jump on it, it will never come back to you again.
Yeah.
And for us, we jumped on this, built the story, but all credit goes to UNCDF for this partnership. And I was telling him today here that this partnership shouldn't be a 1 year, it should be a lifetime journey.
Yeah.
Because what we are doing is actually a transformation. It's a change that history will always write about. The market vendors, no one ever thought that you could actually go on your phone at any one moment and order for nyanya, order for butungulu, order for carrots, and they deliver it to you the same way you would, the same quantity that you would get, or the same quality that you'd get if you walk there.
Yeah.
People have always built this thing on relationship. Like, I know this lady, she's good, she gives me one extra carrot and stuff like that. And we've brought all that into the platform. And this is something to celebrate, by the way. I think Kampala Innovation Week should actually even help
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. It really is something to celebrate. Yeah, I think it's really great. The opportunities that you've also, you know, market vendors are able to keep working. It's job opportunities for people. So I think it's amazing.
And their income has greatly increased.
Yes.
Because now you don't have to fight for the few customers that actually keep coming there every time you're getting requests from the platform.
And
we see a lady in Nalia like making close to 100,000 every day in profit.
That's
which was never an ad of. Yeah. I mean, most of the people are making like 20,000 or 15,000 shillings.
Yeah.
And now, if someone can make that high, his life is not going to be the same again.
Absolutely.
And it's going to create other opportunities for other people as well. Take children to good school, build good homes, also make an extra investment for this economy. So I think this is really, really great. Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. Yes.
I think in line with that, really, it was exciting to see the opportunity that we could fight back against job loss.
Yes.
So even if the riders couldn't transport people, there was an opportunity for them to be able to transport goods.
Good.
But I think even further than that, I think that some of the goods like which are perishable, especially the vegetables, were at the risk of rotting in farm gardens. So by making an efficient way in which food could be distributed within Kampala, those trucks that transport food from the farmers in the villages could also take advantage.
Yeah.
So while the project measured the orders delivered within Kampala, there is this other side of the producer side of the farmers, which was also exciting that these pineapples could happen.
Yeah.
But another interesting scenario is that most times people think of digital exclusion as people in urban areas are included, people in rural areas are excluded. What COVID showed us was that even within an urban area like Kampala, people are excluded because not everyone has a smartphone.
Yeah,
and then when business went online, people struggled. So what one of the trends I see that is even still present today is if you go to the suburbs of Kampala, you find people moved markets into the suburb roadsides. Because they could not stay where they were because there was no pool of demand.
Yes.
So if there was an estate somewhere where there were apartments, outside the gate, people set up a market. What Safe Border did was to say, okay, they may not necessarily have to come. Because coming means they transport themselves plus the goods they have.
Yeah.
But let them order remotely. So I think it illuminated this idea that even within the urban area like Kampala, there is a risk for some people being left behind if they don't go virtual and start to tap into the digital business. Yeah, but it was thanks to the innovation.
Thank you to both of you. You're throwing the gratitude like a hot potato. But yes, thank you to both of you. I think it was incredibly innovative, very timely, like you said. I think it was about jumping on an opportunity. And we're really happy to see the effect that it has had within the innovative ecosystem, you know, in terms of job opportunities and things like that.
Yeah.
So as we get close to winding up, I would like to hear from both of you on what the motivation was for joining Kampala Innovation Week as partners. So for both your organizations, what sort of pushed that decision? Yeah.
Yeah, very exciting. So all of us in the development world, there is an excitement we get when we see innovations catch fire, go to market and break even. And the reason is that it enables the communities we serve to actually be able to get the services they need. So we are almost like, from a development perspective, we are almost like enabling this scenario whereby you can still solve problems profitably and sustainably. That way, in future, there is no need there's a sustainable way in which the solutions can be provided. So I think Kampala Innovation Week really gives us a chance to tap into the talent Uganda has in terms of digital solutions, to be able to channel that energy into the solutions that communities in the rural areas have.
Okay.
So the biggest plus is really to enable the startup community to see a future for their solutions and to harness those solutions because we depend on them.
Yes.
What we have presently, the Safe Borders of this world, was a nurturing that happened years back within the startup community.
Yes.
And who knows what challenges would be in if we didn't have those innovators which had innovations which had matured.
Yeah.
So similarly, we are not going to be in this place 10 years from now because already 5 years, by 2025, UBOS predicts Uganda will be over 45 million in terms of population. And the scary figure is that in 2040, Uganda Bureau of Statistics predicts that Uganda will be 70 million in terms of population. So right now, we are looking at an additional 30 million coming on board. So the context will be very different. So I think the excitement with Kampala Innovation Week is that we must think of the future. And we must start to crack problems for the future. And that's the best convergence of innovator, founder, startup, development partner.
Gathering.
Yeah, yes, I mean, you've actually said everything.
Mm-hmm.
And next time, also try and be fair. I know that the person you're with, also, you leave some good points for them. But I think it's very, very clear that Kampala Innovation Week is a one-stop center. It's a one. It's an annual event that brings together all the innovators at different levels. You're still at an idea. You're already on the way. People have already made it and stuff like that. Brings together development partners like UNCDF and the rest, and also a lot of other companies who are very interested in some of these great innovations that is happening. Also sponsors and all these people. So. The motivation is very clear that given that Kampala Innovation Week is actually a baby of Startup Uganda, and most of us came from the background of Startup Uganda, where we were in small outbox, innovation village, venture labs, all these small houses that actually became very big. And I've seen, a lot of this big innovation, a lot of these big companies that you see today, startups that are actually starting to make stories, Safe Border becoming a number one ride-hailing app in Africa, came from these small houses.
Yeah.
So for me, it's really like tracing back to the roots, and that's also very, very important. Mm-hmm. And also, two, is really like still getting to connect with potential funders, potential partners, and also getting to learn and be aware of actually what is going around in the surrounding, because we could be sleeping and maybe we have not thought about certain things that people are already thinking about, or maybe there are potential partners that we didn't know about, or we are not aware of. So it's just that one-stop opportunity for businesses, for entrepreneurs, for development partners, for sponsors to come and actually meet.
Mm-hmm.
But when we meet, we connect, learn, and learn, and also prepare for the future. And I think that's definitely what is going to happen. And I don't think, because last year I attended it.
Yes.
This year I am attending it.
Yeah.
Next year I will attend it. The other year, Safe Border will attend it.
Yes.
So even if it's
yes.
Because that's the only event that is actually dedicated to a true journey of an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And I think this is our event that we should all be proud of, and we should all make sure we are part of. And I think that for me, it's very critical, because when you look at the different sectors and the different, they have their own ways of doing things, right?
Yeah.
I think this is also our own way of doing things, where we get together as people who are creating jobs, that people who are providing solutions to the existing challenges, and also be able to mingle, learn, and prepare for a better future.
Absolutely. Okay, so maybe just as we close, just in one line, because I think you've probably answered this question throughout the course of the podcast. What, as a startup, can I expect from UNCDF and Safe Border at the event?
I guess in one line, I would say expect to be challenged.
Okay.
Is that a line?
Thank you for following
that. That's an interesting short line.
Yes,
but of course, for us, Safe Border, we have offers for young people or for innovators who are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are going to be able to give free rides to the attendees.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also be able to give free meals to people participate at the event. Of course, we are also going to give free delivery to good food that will be ordered directly through our platform.
Yes.
And also discount prices on a number of items to make the day more colorful.
Yeah.
But for us at Safe Border, we are coming to learn, connect, unlearn, and relearn. And then anyone there who is coming to the event should expect a challenge, just like he has put it, and come with an open mind. Don't come when you're stuck in a certain way, because this is a space for innovators. This is a space for a fight, an humble fight, a good fight, a logical fight. Then we prepare and then go back to execution, basically. That's what I would say. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you to both of you. Yes. Thank you so much, Ricky and Ronald, for joining us in studio today. For our listeners, if you have not registered, go and do it right now. The address is kiw.ug. Please register to attend, register to exhibit. We are absolutely excited about what we're putting together for you. The official platform for this event is going to be hoover.com. We shall be communicating, just in terms of how to maneuver that platform on our social media pages, Kampala Innovation Week, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We're looking forward to engaging with you. Yes, please go register. We can't wait to have you at this year's Kampala Innovation Week.